أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فأراه الآية الكبرى فكذب وعصى ثم أدبر يسعى فحشر فنادى فقال أنا ربكم الأعلى. In the previous ayat, from the beginning of the surah, Nazi'at, and Nazi'at, Allah Ta'ala explained about how the arwah, the ruhs of the believers and non-believers will be taken out, and then the reality of the day of Qiyamah in life after death. And all this was mainly because the kuffar of Makkah, the mushriks, they just could not comprehend, they just could not accept that after dying and just bones are left, and that these bones will come back to life. And that Allah Ta'ala is so kind and merciful in so much detail and in so many ways, different ways. Allah Ta'ala is proving that the life in the year after is a reality. People will definitely come back to life. There is absolutely no doubt about it. So for that, Allah gave various other proofs also, and then greatly a historical proof which everyone accepts, whether he believes in any religion or not. History, everyone believes, so, and they know that it is a fact from historical fact. So Allah presented the story, the incidents of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, when Allah had sent him to Fir'aun and called him towards Allah Ta'ala. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam went, gave him the da'wah which Allah Ta'ala had told him to give him, and yeah, some aspects of that great instance are mentioned. This is the instance of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam are mentioned 29 times in the 30 suparas of the Quran Sharif. So this is something for us to understand, that there is a great lesson in this. Why did Allah mention it so many times, and sometimes in great detail, and sometimes briefly? Yeah, also certain aspects are only mentioned. Allah Ta'ala says further that after Musa alayhi salatu wasalam gave him the da'wat, فَأَرَاهُ الْآيَةَ الْكُبْرَى فِرْ دِكْلَائِ اُسْكُ وَبَرِي نِشَانِي. And then he had shown Fir'aun the proof that he is a Nabi of Allah Ta'ala. His life, his character, his invitation was enough, but Allah gave him proof also, credentials. Like for example, if a police officer comes and then he proves that he presents his card, that I am from the police department, etc., or any other person, they present or they prove that who they are. So Allah Ta'ala had given credentials, proof to every Nabi also, and which we call the mu'jizat, the miracles of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Mu'jiza is called a mu'jiza because it makes a person helpless. He can't present something like that. He just cannot present. So Allah Ta'ala had given Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and yet direct reference is made to one of the many mu'jizas, the great miracles which Allah had given to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and that was that the stick which he had, Allah made it such that it turns into a snake. And then when he holds it again, it turns back into a stick again. So this he showed to Fir'aun. And Fir'aun, in various different places it is explained, he ran away. But when it became a stick, again he became he just did not accept it so at all. He seen it with his eye, it is happening, and yet he did not accept it. Also, Allah Ta'ala is that great being that has given every Nabi his miracle according to the requirement of the time. Like in Musa alayhi salatu wasalam's time, magic was very, very common found. Of course, Allah did not give him a miracle of magic, but which the people understood as such. That is, even the magicians of Fir'aun, they also had, by hypnotizing, etc., make people believe, which was not a reality, just make them believe that they also could make snakes into sticks and sticks into snakes. But that was not a reality. And when Musa alayhi salatu wasalam came not with some hypnotism or anything like that, he came with reality. And his one snake had swallowed up all the other snakes which they had made, the imaginary snakes. In the time of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, medicine was at its height. So Allah gave him his miracle according to that, to this extent that he made the dead come to life by the permission of Allah. And where Allah mentions this a few places in the Quran, everywhere Allah says, bi-idhnillah, bi-idhnillah, bi-idhnillah. It was only by the permission of Allah. It wasn't by Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, who had that power by himself. In the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, people were very, very eloquent in speech. The Arabs were known for that. And their literacy, not as far as reading and writing is concerned, but they were very advanced as far as eloquent speech is concerned. So Allah gave the miracle in the form of the Quran Sharif. And they could not surpass this. Before this, they used to hang a piece of poetry on the doors of the Kaaba. And anyone who could write something better, then it would be replaced with that. When the surah Inna Aatayna was put there by somebody, since that day, this whole thing has come to an end. They say, this we cannot match. And till today, nobody can match the Quran Sharif. So these are the miracles which Allah Ta'ala gives to the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Another miracle which Allah had given to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, that he should put the palm of his hand under his in his armpits. And when he takes it out, it should be shining bright. This was another miracle which Allah Ta'ala had given him. He showed this clearly to Musa, to Fir'aun, but himself, in spite of this, will not believe. Here we understand another great thing also. Clear proofs come to us even today of reality. But if hidayat is not written from Allah, a person does not accept. A person remains stubborn and he just carries on with his old ways. Unless Allah gives hidayat, and for that there is no other way to take it from Allah. We can't force Allah, we can't bribe Allah Ta'ala. We just have to humble ourselves, beg and cry in the court of Allah for that hidayat. Otherwise, here we see clearly Fir'aun saw this miracle with his eyes, and still he did not believe. فَكَذَّبَ وَعَصَى پھر جھٹلایا اس نے اور نہ مانا. Then Fir'aun, yeah, at this point he falsified and he did not accept the truth. That is one, hidayat from Allah Ta'ala, and a major stumbling block in this is our nafs. What we want for our nafs, whether it be money, whether it be name, fame, and then a person also denies because his nafs does not make him allow, does not allow him to accept, and he denies. وَعَصَى. And Fir'aun then transgressed and went beyond more limits also. More he broke the laws of Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala. And this was right after so much preparation, as it comes in the other places, that when Allah Ta'ala sent Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah says, speak softly to Fir'aun. That a great Nabi like Musa and a great oppressor of Allah Ta'ala, but Allah says, speak kindly, softly, perhaps he will listen, he will accept, but speak softly and kindly. So we see that these adab and etiquette of giving da'wat were also taught, but when still hidayat was not written, Musa, Fir'aun completely rejected and refused to believe. May Allah open our hearts and beg in the court of Allah that he gives us hidayat, and in our times to see the truth as truth and the falsehood as falsehood. Otherwise, it comes in the Hadith Sharif, when hearts are turned upside down, then every wrong a person sees it as right, and every right he sees it as wrong. Now to convince that person is almost an impossibility from our side. Still, we are responsible to try and explain to that person. Then it is du'as to Allah Ta'ala that Allah gives hidayat.